You're listening to Drive Live. Claire and Sally with you this afternoon. And a really interesting article in the national newspaper today on a study conducted here in the UAE. It was carried out by Zayed University, where researchers found that those who assign high value to material possessions tend to experience lower levels of life satisfaction. They noted that out of the 235 adults that they surveyed here, both expatriates and Emiratis living in the UAE registered very high as compared to a global benchmark. They actually referred to the issue as pervasive here. Well, joining us on the line now to talk about this is clinical psychologist Dr. Jamila Matella. She's from Lighthouse Arabia. Hello to you, Dr. Jamila.
Hello.
This study really doesn't pull any punches. It suggests that we're a materialistic lot out here, and that affects our happiness. What do you make of it?
It's a study that is very concerning, but not surprising, really. I think it's very interesting that they make the link between levels of happiness and materialism, and interesting to see the value scores among Emiratis and expats living in the UAE.
Dr. Jamila, I wanted to ask you, what is it about spending money and attaining, possessions, things? Why does that make us feel better? And are we getting worse at it? Are we doing too much of it?
When we buy things, it makes us feel good, right? And imagine, you've just bought a new car or you've bought a new handbag and it looks so beautiful and it's so shiny and so new. And it's a good feeling, isn't it? And I think especially in the environment that we live in here in Dubai, it's very fast-paced. UAE has developed so quickly over such a short space of time. And increasingly we're put under so much pressure and we lose sight of those other things in life that are important. So we're always looking for something to replace that. So I think that's what happens in these kinds of situations, is that we're looking for a replacement, something to kind of fill that void that we're missing. So, that new handbag, it will temporarily make us feel good, but in the long term, it doesn't, because it doesn't make us feel happy. It doesn't really take the place of those social connections that we may have lost because of the kind of environment that we're living in.
So, Dr. Jamila, they refer in the study to the fact that materialism can lead to, as they phrase it, lower level of life satisfaction. What do you think they mean by this? How can that manifest itself? And I guess that pertains to what you were just saying there in terms of buying stuff, not replacing happiness. But how can this lower life satisfaction manifest itself?
So I think what tends to happen is that when, because for things like being satisfied in life, so when people say that they're feeling satisfied in life, what they're usually referring to are, the values that make us happy. So, laughing, things that we think are going well in our life, the connections that we have in one another, in ourselves, and increasingly, if you have people that place a high value to materialistic things, they lose sight of those other things that make us happy, those things that you can't always measure, the feeling happy, feeling connected, the things that we value in life, being creative, being open-minded, being aware and being grateful of things like, having nice weather, that kind of thing. So that's what they're referring to, because you actually lose sight of those things that would otherwise make us happy, those connections that we would have.
Now, the researchers, Dr. Jamila, were saying that from these findings, what they would suggest is that, we need to look at education for people so that they don't fall in the trap of spending too much money. And they were talking about financial and even media literacy classes for children. So what do you think about that? What is it that we need to change? What is it that we need to do?
I think schools play a big part in helping children to remind them of what's important in life. But I think parents play equally an important part in educating their children with those sorts of values. Putting greater emphasis on things like being kind to other people, being kind to yourself, giving value to the connections, the social connections that you have, helping them to understand that having a lot of money, having lots of possessions doesn't necessarily bring you happiness, because those are not necessarily the things that will help you to grow and to thrive and to actually function in life. So I would agree that I think there is an opportunity here for schools, but also the government, to get involved in sort of campaigns, bringing things to public awareness about the other things in life that are important, not just the flashy cars or
the handbags.
Sort of thinking it. Yes, absolutely, because our value in life doesn't depend on what we own. It depends on who we are as human beings, the personalities that we bring to our communities, developing that not just with ourselves but with other people as well. So I think there's a real opportunity to bring that information to the public, but also to bring awareness to the public about what can happen when you place too much emphasis on the materialistic things. So then, for example, people can feel under a lot of stress, financial stress, because they're feeling as if they've got to keep up with the latest gadget. And it can lead to stress and anxiety. And also a lot of sadness can come from that as well, feeling as if you've got to keep up with those sorts of things. So I think the government have a huge part to play in just sort of re-educating or bringing these things to the public's awareness about the other things in life that are also very important.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jamila. Plenty to think about there after a very interesting study that was written about in The National today, which said that the luxurious UAE lifestyle could be bad for our well-being. Thank you there to Dr. Jamila Mitala. She's clinical psychologist from Lighthouse Arabia.